Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Wickets tumbled on the opening day of the third and final test between Australia and South Africa at the Wacker in Perth, as both sides wrestled to take control of the match. After Nathan Lyon took three wickets, South Africa were bowled out for 225, despite another unbeaten knock from Francois du Plessis, and in reply, Australia closed on 33 for 2. There was a humorous moment late in the final session when the crowd rose to acclaim rookie Ponting's arrival at the crease at the fall of Australia's second wicket before realising that Lyon had instead strolled out as night watchman. Du Plessis, fresh from scoring a brilliant unbeaten century to save the second test, made a fluent 78 in 142 balls as South Africa recovered from being reduced to 75 for 6. The Proteas handed a debut to Dean Elgar and recalls to Vernon Philander and Robin Peterson, while Australia recalled Shane Watson, Mitchell Johnson and Mitchell Starc, as well as giving John Hastings his first test start. Half centuries by Tamim Iqbal and Naeem Islam guided Bangladesh to a relatively comfortable 7-wicket win over the West Indies in the first one-day international in Khulna. After Sohag Gadsi had marked his debut with 4 wickets to help dismiss the West Indies for 199, Iqbal hit 58 and Naeem was unbeaten on 50 in 79 deliveries. West Indies captain Darren Sammy has spoken before the match about how he had set his side the target of winning every game on the tour, but the chances of a clean sweep have already gone, Bangladesh reaching their target with almost 10 overs to spare, and they are now 1-0 up in the 5-match series. The second game is also in Khulna, and that's taking place on Sunday. Usman Khawaja will captain the Australian Prime Minister's 11 in a 3-day tour game against Sri Lanka, which begins on the 6th of December at the Manuka Oval in Canberra. Khawaja is the only player on the squad with test match experience, although Glenn Maxwell has played limited overs cricket for Australia. Sri Lanka will play 3 tests, 5 one-day internationals and 2 2020 internationals during their tour.